Well, thank you, everyone, for actually giving me your time. And this is really the summary slide that I would like to bring across over to everyone, is that we are in the city of San Diego available to share with you 911 data. And I want to like explain to you where actually our 911 data flow and also the importance of it and the changing landscape that's going with it. Now, my name, again, is Adel Al-Marshad. I'm an emergency medicine physician from the School of Medicine and also from the emergency department. I specialize in clinical informatics, which is really the application of big data in the encounter between the patient and the physician. In addition, I do system-wide approach to healthcare affecting a large footprint of 3.5 million inhabitants around the San Diego County. In addition to this, I do some work with the West Health with an overarching vision of actually lowering the cost of healthcare and supporting some of their initiatives. 400,000 Americans are going to experience sudden cardiac arrest. There's about 1,000 of them actually today. Only actually less than 10% are actually going to be able to survive it. So in emergency medicine, time is of the essence. The time you contact 911 and the chances of your survivability goes in a way where you have actually within the first minute, you have 50% chance of surviving if you're actually able to get to the patient with cardiac resuscitation maneuvers, defibrillation, applying electricity, giving meds, and also if you can actually go ahead and deliver the shock with the defibrillator to the patient. So how do we actually be real-time and apply it, bring our abilities to the patient's bedside? Healthcare 911 is over 100 million Americans actually present to the emergency department every year. And a large portion of these patients are actually the marginalized patients in society. This is actually an expose that featured the city of San Diego. And they're dealing with the 911 as the access to healthcare. About 25%, less than 25%, between 15% to 25% actually access the emergency department by picking up a 911. And calling us, and then our ambulances and fire engines will go and pick up the patient. The issue that one of the issues we're facing is that 70% now of these calls are actually being placed from wireless devices, so pinpointing exactly where the location of this patient becoming an issue compared to what happened about 10 years ago. So the purpose of 911 is to really provide one single point of contact for all emergencies. This is the Emergency Medical Dispatch, EMD. And unfortunately, until this point in time in the advancement of emergency care, our interaction with our patients is just based on actually getting some information, verbal information, and basing our response to that acuity of the patients based on just simple data points, where we can actually integrate more data sources, such as Kevin's work with the Delphi Project. We would like to preserve our resources and prevent unnecessary light and sirens, which actually come with their own associated mortality and morbidities. This is our San Diego Emergency Medical Services. We've formulated about 450 paramedics, 650 firefighters, and over 100 lifeguards. We operate in a regional care system, and that involves trauma, heart attacks, strokes, and in addition, we have a famous trauma system in the city of the county of San Diego that divides the area among different hospitals. So, our goal is to, how are we going to go into the integration of our EMS system with the healthcare reform, and how could we actually bring big data to enable us to be, instead of responsive to emergencies as they occur, to go into a more proactive role. So the EMS data sources actually are developed from telephones. There are actually 200 million calls that are done annually in the United States to 911. There's the issue of call taking and dispatch. Those are the people actually found in the police departments and fire communication departments who actually answer the question. Developing the clinical decision support becomes an issue for us. We're actually doing poorly on that. And then the electronic patient care report, which is actually documented by the paramedic, and also once the patient arrives to an emergency department. So here's a figure that shows you the flow of the data from the 911 to the primary safety access point, which is you pick up the phone, it goes through routing from different towers, then it goes to the assigned areas for the primary safety access point for the police. From there, it goes to the fire department, and from that point on, to go gets dispatched to an emergency vehicle. Now, during this time, the variability in time could actually go between seconds to actually minutes, especially with the advent of the problem with the allocating correct location of 911 originating sites. These are the, again, sources in a different figure, which shows you the nursing triage data. This is the information that's actually collected by an outside source that's actually fed into the 911 system. You have the computer-aided dispatch, which is the interface that actually brings all this data with the person taking the call, the electronic patient care report, and also coupled in with hospital emergency department. It's similar to what we do with the Beacon Health Information Exchange, which is taking all the electronic medical records from several emergency departments and bringing them together. Let me just move a little bit more from different slides. This is just showing us the difficulty that we're facing in actually matching our acuity to our patient need, and we're actually doing poorly. Only 80% of the patient would require light and sirens, but we're actually erring on the side of over triaging our patients. So we have actually about 1.3 million residents. We have over a million medical records that are available to do research in 911 data. And this is some of the projects that we've actually been able to develop some descriptive data around the patients to kind of say who are actually our super utilizers and how could we actually build up interventions for them prior to them presenting to the emergency department. The next question is, we know that some of these patients who call for chest pain and shortness of breath who are actually going to be presenting again with a cardiac arrest and going to be one of, out of those 9 out of 10 patients who are actually going to be dying. So this is an open call for us to collaborate and also move into using the data we have to allow 911 to be on the proactive end and help save lives. That's about it. Thank you.
We have time for a question or two from the audience.
I'll blow people's ears out if I use it.
So, I mean, basically, this is such a question, but what in terms of improving the kind of transferability or the communications that are going to the ED from the patient record that's not included in that encounter. And I can give you an example of this. We had a cohort of patients that actually had bipolar mood disorder on their preliminary diagnosis from their PCP. So then when we actually followed them at the ED when they presented 30 days later, that doesn't land up being on their diagnosis record and intake. So is that part of this goal is also just communicate better with the health records data that they have that we're not seeing when they show up at the ER?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, what you hit on is a big problem that we're facing here in the county of San Diego, which is a lot of our patients who have life-threatening illnesses, say a blood level of a certain medication that the patient would present to us unconscious that would actually change their management. We don't usually have that information. And that could actually change the triage destination of the patient. What I mean by that, your odds of actually surviving a traumatic event is 25% less if you go to the wrong hospital. So that is an information that we're integrating. And also, similar to what Kevin talked about integrating the health information exchange, this is one of the avenues that we want to bring in. What we're really lacking in is building those models that would enable us to predict where the next emergency will happen.
Did I hear you correctly in the beginning that you could make this data available to us?
Correct.
Okay, and what information would we get, and how much data are we talking about?
You have from our emergency department, we have over 10 years of data, and that's an annual visits of close to 60,000 a year. So you can look at 600,000 records. Now, obviously, this has to go through an institutional review board and go through multiple exclusions and inclusion criteria prior to kind of granting the permission, something that I'll be more than happy to assist you with. And from the EMS and computer-aided dispatch data, we have at that level of detail with the electronic patient care report, which is the encounter with the patient, we have close to about 6 years.
Okay, and another question. Do you know, is there any way to get this data on a national level? I know you just represent San Diego,
sure.
But...
I don't know the answer for that, but I'll look into it. Sure, Kevin.
Last question.
Sorry, it's more a comment. Great talk about a lot. It bears restating, we have an enormous opportunity here in San Diego with this type of initiative, with these other things that are going on, to do things that cannot be done in other areas. So I think if we're talking about big data initiatives that relate to health, the leveraging, just based on your question, leveraging these 911 data against pharmaceutical data, against genomic data, against other kinds of things is actually extremely possible here in San Diego. I know very few communities who have this level of penetration and level of visionary leadership on the part of just the right people who can make this happen. So this is potentially a thematic area for us to be talking about in the future.
Thank you, Kim.